John chapter 20. The first day of the week comes Miriam Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, to the sepulchre, and sees the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runs and comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Yeshua loved, and said to them, "They've taken away the Master out of the sepulchre, and we do not know where they've laid him." Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they both ran together. And the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet he did not go in. Then comes Simon Peter, following him, and went to the sepulchre, and sees the linen clothes lying there, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. But Miriam stood outside at the sepulchre, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and sees two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Yeshua had lain. And they say to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Master, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Yeshua standing, and did not know that it was Yeshua. Yeshua said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have borne him away, tell me where you have laid him, then I will take him from there." Yeshua said to her, "Miriam." She turned herself and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Teacher." Yeshua said to her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my Elohim and your Elohim." Miriam Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Master, and that he had spoken these things to her. Then at the same day, at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Yeshua and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed to them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Master. Then said Yeshua to them again, "Peace be to you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive you the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted to them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Yeshua came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Master." But he said to them, "Except I shall see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Yeshua, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here your fingers, and behold my hands, and reach here your hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Sovereign and my Elohim." Yeshua said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you might believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, and that believing, you might have life through his name. End of chapter 20.